Today, the title of my homily is Jesus, the Shepherd and Guardian of Our Souls. Well, as I said at the beginning of Mass, today is known as Good Shepherd Sunday because the overarching theme in our reading centers on this beautiful idea that Jesus Christ is the Good Shepherd. At the end of that reading from Peter's first letter are these evocative and captivating words. For you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. In this one verse, Peter says something about our human identity and then goes on to say something about our Lord's pastoral identity. Our human identity and the Lord's pastoral identity are very closely associated one with another. And he says that like sheep, we go astray, we wander away from the one who is our true center, the Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, I remember a time when I was in Northern Ireland and was walking through a field where there were many, many sheep. And up on a hill was this one sheep that had gone astray. And you heard its ba, ba, ba. It was looking for its shepherd. So like these sheep that have this tendency to go astray, Peter then goes on to state that when we turn to Christ, when we put our faith and trust in him, that we will discover that Jesus is both the shepherd and guardian of our souls. So I want to think with you for a few minutes about this idea of how Jesus is both shepherd and guardian, but it's important that he says that he's the guardian of our souls. The Catechism of the Catholic Church has a very clear and concise definition of the soul in paragraph 363. It states, in sacred scripture, the term soul often refers to the human life or to the entire human person. But soul also refers to the innermost aspect of man, that which is of greatest value to him, that by which he is most especially in God's image. Soul signifies the spiritual principle in man. In other words, our soul is that which is of greatest value because, of course, we know this physical body that we have now will one day die and it will decay. But our soul is eternal. Our soul was created at the point of our conception, and after our death, our soul will leave our body and one day be joined to a resurrected body. Our soul is eternal. And here's the thing that not only in these scriptures, but throughout the Catholic tradition, we are told that the soul is indeed like a sheep. It will either stray away from Jesus or turn more fully to him. So I want to ask you this morning, how would you describe the state of your soul? Are you like that one sheep that's up on the rocky cliff bleeding, not knowing where you are? Or are you part of the sheepfold with Jesus as the good shepherd? Now, in our gospel for today, our gospel makes it explicit what Peter in his epistle describes in a central and general way. The whole of our earthly life is the place where we are invited ever more profoundly to come to the one who is the shepherd and guardian of our souls. But we need to also be aware that there is an antagonist towards our soul, the one that Jesus refers to as the thief and the robber. Indeed, it is the devil himself. Jesus makes it very clear that as our shepherd, he wants us to know our full identity of what it means to truly belong to him. And so he says to us, the gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out his own, He goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. Now, I've never been a shepherd, but I am a dog owner, and I have this little dog named Yogi, who is a Bichon Frise. Yogi's almost four now, and so when we go to the park, he's really good at staying with me and with the family. But when he was younger, he would have a tendency, once he got to the park, to just sit down. Or he would go and hide in the bushes or go his own way. It took Yogi perhaps longer than most dogs to recognize the true voice, so to speak, of his shepherd. But now that he has, when we go to the park, it's great because he stays with us. Jesus wants us to be like, well, a well-trained yogi. He wants to be our good shepherd. He's always calling and addressing our souls, inviting us through the course of our earthly life to put our full trust and confidence in him. As we hear more attentively the voice of Jesus, we will discover what the writer to the Hebrews says when he says that Jesus is the sure and steadfast anchor for our souls. He is the secure and steady voice that it enables us to know with great conviction these famous words from Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And yet, my beloved, we need to also be cognizant of the enemy of our souls. The enemy wants to rob us of our true identity. He wants us to believe that we do not belong to Christ, that God doesn't care about us, and that our lives are really ours to do with what we want. He's always at work seeking to undermine the pastoral care of Jesus. The devil wants to rob your soul of peace. The devil wants you to feel insecure. The devil wants you to feel dislocated. This is why we need to see Jesus not only as the shepherd, but also as the guardian of our souls. And Jesus' guardianship work is described towards the end of today's gospel. All who come before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Now remember, these are the words of God. God in the person of Jesus Christ. He has come that you may have life in abundance. The devil has come that your life may mean nothing. And so we need to see that in Jesus Christ, as he uses this image of the sheepfold, we need to appreciate that in the Palestine of Jesus' day, sheepfolds would have made out of stone walls. And often they had an entrance where there was no gate. And indeed, the shepherd would lie down across the entranceway at night so that he would indeed be the one who is the gate for the sheep. At the very heart of what Jesus did was to lay down his life for you and for me. Whereas the enemy wants to kill and destroy, as we see on the cross, Jesus came that we may have life in abundance. And that's what the Easter celebration is all about. Now let me conclude my homily by asking this question. When we come into this place of discovering what it means to say that Jesus is both the shepherd and guardian of our souls, what will our lives look like? Well, think of Pope Francis. Think of how he is presenting himself to the world. As one commentator observed, there are those who delight in describing the Pope as a bold, brazen revolutionary sent to rock the boat. Others think that he's come to cause a massive shipwreck. But the only revolution Pope Francis has inaugurated is a revolution of tenderness. It is this very revolution that is at the heart and soul of Pope Francis's ministry. I love that phrase, a revolution of tenderness. In his writing, Evangelii Gaudium, which he wrote at the beginning of his papacy, Pope Francis speaks of the tenderness of our Blessed Mother when he writes, "Whenever we look to Mary, we come to believe once again in the revolutionary nature of love and tenderness. In her, we see that humility and tenderness are not virtues of the weak, but of the strong, who need not treat others poorly in order to feel important themselves. Mary is able to recognize the traces of God's Spirit in events great and small. She constantly contemplates the mystery of God in our world, in human history, and in our daily lives." When we look to Mary, we understand that she always looked to her Son, who was indeed the shepherd and guardian of her soul too. When it is the Good Shepherd who is shaping our souls, then with Mary, with Pope Francis, we can embody in our lives love and tenderness, because we know that Jesus calls us by name. He is the Good Shepherd who protects us from the devil's life-denying lies, because as the shepherd and guardian of our souls, Jesus wants you to have life, and he wants you to have life in abundance.